thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I appreciate that. My first question, we'll just start in on the healthcare situation in the country right now with the ACA up in the air. What implications would its repeal have on the cost of care for heart disease?
You know, I think we're all sort of in the same place. Until we know what the replacement would look like, it's really difficult to comment. I can tell you what our concerns are. Our concerns relate to, you know, the burden of cardiovascular diseases in the United States. In your state, it's the leading cause of death, which also means it's the leading cause of pre-existing conditions. So if the new healthcare program does not cover pre-existing conditions in the same way, then my fear is that folks with acquired diseases like cardiovascular disease are not going to do as well as they do right now, and that's a major concern. Also, we worry about preventative care, because cardiovascular disease is largely a preventable disease. So if we could do a better job with prevention, it wouldn't be a pre-existing condition, and the burden would go down and the cost would go down. So there's a lot to be concerned about, but we sit back and wait and hope that our elected officials come up with something good and even better than what we have right now. I think everyone agrees that the Affordable Care Act can be fixed and changed. It's all in how you do it.
Right. Yeah, prevention is so important. It seems like there's not as much emphasis on it now as there was even just a few years ago. And maybe that's just from my perspective, but it just, to me, it seems that way. And I don't know if that's the case or not.
It seems that way to me, too, and I'm sort of at the front lines talking about it almost every day. But I agree that I guess we need to do better. We need to make people aware of the fact that they have some control over their health. If they take the best care of themselves and manage their cardiovascular risk factors, they can really reduce their risk of cardiovascular diseases. So the information's out there, but how do we get people to be aware of it and pay attention to it? And I don't have the answer to those questions yet, but we think about them a lot.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about that here in just a moment, but what are the latest statistics that you have on the impact of heart disease in the U.S.? And you did mention Missouri. If you have any stats from Missouri, that'd be welcome too.
So I think of all the, you know, in the country, the number one cause of death is cardiovascular disease, and stroke is fourth or fifth. So if you lump them together, unfortunately, cardiovascular disease and stroke outpaces cancer. So it's the leading cause of death, and one of the areas for concern for us is that in the past year, after decades and decades of reduced death rates, the death rates from cardiovascular diseases ticked upwards in the last year. Not a particularly pleasing thing to see as a cardiovascular disease person. Not sure why that is, and we're trying to figure out why, if we can look through the data to figure out why there's been this uptick, but we're concerned. In Missouri, 24.7% of your deaths are from cardiovascular disease. A little under 15,000 people died of heart disease last year in Missouri. So, and you're right there with everybody else. You know, it's pretty much the leading cause of death in every state in our country. That there's some variability, but pretty much true. So we have a lot of work to do. The good news is I think we know how to slow and stop cardiovascular disease. The bad news is we haven't been able to get people to do the things they need to do in order to have the best health, cardiovascular health.
Right. What do we need to do? What are some things people can do? This being April Physical Activity Month, what do we get people to do to reverse this trend to try to prevent cardiovascular disease?
So if they, you know, if they Google Life's Simple Seven, they can find the AHA's seven simple things you can do to reduce your cardiovascular risk. I'll list just a few of them. You named a very, very important one, physical activity. And I think most of us know that we need to move around and exercise a bit, and the more we do, the better off we're gonna be. We need to try to control our body weight, another thing that's difficult for many of us to do. And then we need to check some of our numbers, right? So blood pressure is a major risk factor, easy to measure and relatively easy to control for most folks. But you have to know whether or not you have a normal blood pressure or high blood pressure. So controlling blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, those are important things. And the, a really important one that I forget once in a while is smoking. Smoking is a leading cause of cardiovascular disease. So stopping smoking is certainly going to improve the overall health of a person, not only their cardiovascular risk, but their cancer risk.
How much exercise should a person be getting to make an impact on their heart health?
Yeah, so, you know, I've read article after article after article on that. You know, and again, if you go on and look at our website, it'll make some recommendations. It's so highly, to me, it's highly variable by person, but I think you need to get out and walk and just be active for 30 to 60 minutes a day. You know, the NFL has this 60-minute activity program, and most of us struggle to get 60 minutes a day to do something like that. But I think we can all do things, you know, like walk someplace close by rather than take our car. So I think walking is the easiest thing to do, and most of us can do that. If you can do more, that's great. I think the more we do, the more we'll be able to control our body weight and stay in good fitness. There really is very strong evidence that if you're fit, your risk of almost all diseases is lowered. So I think fitness is a big thing.
And yet it's so hard for people to make those changes, it seems like. Why is that, do you think?
You know, again, I've thought about this for a long time. So I grew up in a culture of physical activity. It's just what we did in my family, and it's what I've done, you know, all my 60-plus years. I've always been physically active, and if I don't stay physically active, I just don't feel quite right. But not everyone grew up in that type of culture. And so this is the hard thing. If you've reached adulthood and you really didn't grow up in a culture of physical activity, how do you help someone acquire that lifestyle? And I think we all need to work on that. I think the folks that have figured out how to do it have improved their health. I think we just have to continue to impress on folks that physical activity improves their physical health as well as their mental health. There's really good data out there now that if you stay physically active, your cognition improves too. So brain and heart, they both benefit from physical activity.
Okay, and today is National Walking Day, so a good day sounds like to get out and start walking.
Absolutely. I went for a walk this morning, so hopefully others can, you know, I'm a morning person. I think everybody needs to figure out, you know, sort of when is the time during the day that they might be able to do something. Some, maybe it during a break at work. You know, whenever you can find some time, I think try to go for a walk, and it will really help.
Okay. And I know there's got to be a huge economic implication with heart disease. It's got to be taking a big toll in that aspect.
Yeah, so right now, the last year that we put the data together, the country spent over $550 million on cardiovascular care. And with our new disease burden analysis, unfortunately, it said that if we don't reverse some of the trends that we're seeing, that in 10 to 15 years, we'll be spending over $1 billion per year on cardiovascular care. And that's a lot for a disease that, again, is largely preventable.
Right, exactly. So just getting the word out, I guess, is one way to help this. Is there, what other things do you think we can do as a nation to reverse this?
I think, you know, when I talk to groups, I talk about a culture of health. You know, so I think this is a culture, this is something that we have to try to bake into our culture as Americans, that our culture is a healthy culture and we want people to maintain their health. And if we make it more of a cultural thing, maybe that is the way to, no one wants to be left out of the culture, if you will. So I think doing all the things that we can do to make Americans healthier will make America healthier. You know, we need to be a healthy country to be the best country we can be.
Right. Okay, is there anything else that you want to add?
I just hope people log on to, we have lots of information on the heart.org website. They can learn a lot about the things that they can do to improve their health. I think that's the one thing I would like to tell people, is that they have the ability to control their health risk. And so think about their lifestyle and how it can impact their life and their health. And I think we can all do better, all of us.
Right. And diet is just as important as physical activity.
Just as important. We need to eat. We all need to try to eat a little better, especially, you know, in the day of processed foods. You know, I grew up, all the food was made at home, you know, and now it's really difficult. We're all on the go and we eat lots of processed food and there's lots of salt and other things in there. And so I think, again, just, we just need to pay attention and do the best we can, and we can do better.
Right. And there's all kinds of information, like you said, on your website, and that's AHA.org, is that right?
If it's heart.org.
Heart.org, okay. All right, well, I really appreciate you talking to me. Thank you so much.
All right, and thanks for having me.